From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. There is news this morning that in Iowa, over 5 million hens from a single but huge farm will have to be put down after an outbreak of bird influenza. Keep in mind that statewide Iowa produces 1 in 5 eggs in America. The virus has been savaging the poultry business in the Midwest, costing dollars and millions of turkeys and chickens. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has details.
So far, the virus has largely cropped up at turkey farms, hitting producers in Minnesota especially hard. Only a few egg operations have been hit, including the one in Iowa. Mark Cook is a professor of animal science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says poultry producers are in lockdown.
Everybody had very tight biosecurity programs before, and I would say they're tightening the hatch even more.
Birds that contract the avian flu die quickly. All others in the facility have to be euthanized. The threat to humans is considered minimal. The effect on food prices is less clear. Mike Boland is a professor of agricultural economics at the University of Minnesota. He says egg production and pricing have fluctuated a lot over the past several years.
A lot of it's caused by food safety issues. Some of it's caused by just demand for eggs going up. People are eating more eggs.
As for turkeys, Boland says there hasn't been a noticeable spike in prices. And if there is, consumers will probably buy a cheaper meat. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.